We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
So, people, what's going on out there in Rock Pod Land? Thanks for joining us. It's myself, Mr. B. By my side, Mariah Man at the Rock Pod Studios tonight, number 90, brother, 90. DJ Bravo, what's up, buddy?
Yo, Mr. B.
Feeling good.
Rock Pod Studios, man. How you doing, brother?
Feeling good. Ready to put out another episode.
Brother, I'm ready to put out an episode, my man. Yesterday I was feeling a little, I don't know. I wasn't feeling too good and the medicines had me all bugged out. So I was being a little grumpy, bro.
Were you being a little girl? Just kidding, buddy.
Were you being a fucking sissy la la, bro?
There's no crying in podcasting, DJ. Man up, buddy.
There's no fear in this dojo.
No fear, yes, sir. As always, you can find everything at rollingofftrackpodcast.com. Links, downloads, streams, DJ's bio. I'm going to bring that out again. I wonder what it says on DJ's bio.
Probably says he's a slacker.
Oh, slacker. slacker. Yes, sir.
Slacker radio.
Oh, snap. Slacker radio. And patent number. US7552841 reinforced plastic foam cup method of and apparatus for manufacturing same. That comes from McDonald's, buddy.
Whoa, shit, what the fuck is that?
Did you know they patent their cup?
Oh shit.
Yep. If you take a look at it. Can you see it?
Yes, sir.
So something like a reinforced plastic foam cup, including a body which defines an open top end and a closed bottom end. And the top end has a greater diameter than the bottom end. Tapered sidewall includes a plastic foam layer, pressure sensitive, reinforced plastic foam cup, tactile feel, enhanced insulation. It's all technical, buddy, right?
Goddamn, man. Shit, dude. Like, talking about some space age shit, but it's just a cup.
Just a cup. All this information just for a cup from McDonald's.
That's cool shit. That's crazy.
Yep. So if you ever get a cup from McDonald's, look around the, on the side of it, and you'll see a patent number on there.
Test it out. test it out.
Yep. I just thought I'd bring this up to let the listeners be aware that you can't copy McDonald's cups or they'll sue you. Speaking of McDonald's, guess what, buddy?
What's that, my man?
They opened the McDonald's right by us, buddy.
No shit. You
can put some fries in the back seat and let it sit there. And when I'm hungry one of these days, I'll grab it and eat it. Oh, I think your phone's too close to the mic, buddy.
You're hearing some static?
Yes, sir.
Oh.
So, yeah, Mrs. B was on her way back home, and she noticed the McDonald's was open. They just opened up today.
Damn, dude, they're really killing Americans here, man.
Kill. It's like Black Ops 2, right?
It's dude. Like
Call of Duty.
Mr. B, I haven't even been playing none of that shit, dude. I've been playing, I went back a little bit in time and started playing Modern Warfare 3 again, man.
Oh, okay.
And I started favoring that one more, dude.
are you playing online?
Yeah.
Are there still a lot of people playing?
Yeah, man, totally fucking. Everybody's still bombing on it heavy, dude.
It's pretty cool.
It's still going strong, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. And one thing I've been playing, it's called Vector 2X on my PS Vita. It's a pretty good game. The visuals are good. Everything looks clear and high def, and you're basically controlling a ship, and you use all the controllers on the PS Vita to move around. You could teleport between over walls, and you just got to collect these things going. Scrolling up the levels.
That's dope.
So it's kind of like old school, but it doesn't feel old school just because of the graphics and the visuals and all that, but it feels old school playing it, but the visuals are pretty good.
Man, Mr. B, you know what? While I was sitting here getting ready to podcast with you, bro, I was watching this documentary about, video game, music. and how it just like revolutionized like the whole world of gaming and all this shit, dude. And they were doing shit that the certain game company was doing things that others just were not doing at the time. And they were like fucking killing it, dude. And it just like, I thought to myself, I was like, bro, this is such fucking badass, like inspiration to fucking like no one ever really fucking, and then like the basis of it was like, yo, no one really remembers the fucking, no one has a face that makes these video game songs. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Who came up with them? It wasn't just a fucking computer. Someone sat down and wrote this fucking track to this video game.
Yep.
So, dude, it was so cool, dude. It was just a cool documentary. It was dope, man. It was really inspiring. So,
what's the name of that movie?
It was on Facebook.
Facebook it.
And I thought it was so fucking cool.
Pretty good.
But yeah, man, fucking a video game. Let's see if I can find it and I'll tag you in it.
Alrighty, sounds good. And just to continue, top songs, top five songs. Ready?
Yes, sir.
Number one, Shake It Off by Taylor Swift. Number two, All About That Bass, Meghan Trainor. Number three, Centuries by Fall Out Boy. Number four, Bang Bang by Jessie J and Ariana. Number five, Two Night Town by Jason Aldean. You like country, buddy?
I could get down to some country, Mr. B.
Yeah, Jason Aldean, buddy. George Strait, Garth Brooks. I don't know anybody else. Top paid apps. Number one, Minecraft. Kids are playing Minecraft like crazy, buddy.
Are they?
It's a new digital Legos. You can build a lot. What's that?
No shit.
Yes, sir. New digital Legos. This new age. Kids are getting into it, building stuff. And it's like a little bee. He's also into Minecraft, and he gets on with his friends. He talks with them on the headset and everything, and they get into it, and they just build a lot of things, and just it's pretty good. It's pretty good for the kids. It gets their mind going and gets them thinking about different things and just being creative. Have you ever seen somebody play Minecraft?
I haven't, my man. Is it cool?
It's tight, yo.
It's tight, yo.
It's tight. And number two app, it's called Sleep Cycle Alarm Clock. It's just an alarm clock, an intelligent alarm clock that analyzes your sleep and wakes you in the lightest sleep phase, says the natural way. I guess it's one of those that slowly, like if you set your alarm for 6 o'clock and it'll start like 5:30, just making a little noise, and then maybe like every 10 minutes the noise gets louder and louder, and then by 6 o'clock it comes to full volume. That's one of the things they did. That's one of the things why they say like it wakes you up naturally. So the sound gets louder and louder up to the time you want to wake up.
I don't fucking like that, dude.
No?
Nah.
Just want a big, loud sound that wakes you up?
Hell yeah. Get up, nigga.
Get up. Yeah, you should do that with a voice.
Wake up, motherfucker. It's time to go to work.
It's time to go to work.
Oh, shit. All right. I guess it's time to go to work. Damn, fuck.
Taking directions from a phone, shit. Buddy.
No, I'm just kidding, bro. Fucking, you know what I mean?
Get up, DJ. Like one of those military, those trainers, huh?
Nah, dude, that shit does not fly well with me, dude. A scare wake is not a good way to fucking wake me up, because I'll tell you what, dude, I'll get up swinging, dude. And a couple of my fucking homeboys know that, dude. They've come into the fucking crib 7 o'clock in the morning, dude, and they fucking waking me up, trying to fucking rip the blankets off of me and shit, and the pillow from under my head.
Yeah.
I'm a fuck a dude up if they try to fuck with me like that, dude, and I'm sleeping. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Wake up. Man.
Yeah, dude, and then they're standing there laughing while I'm fucking here, like, raging fucking like no other, you know what I mean? I'm like, god damn.
Yeah. Have you ever seen those videos on either on TV or online where they do different things to wake up people, and they just get up crazy, crying, yelling, or whatever?
Yeah. The faces, I mean, if it happened to me, I guess I couldn't be too mad, bro. If there was a camera there, I'd probably fucking laugh after that and be like, fuck you assholes, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, I don't know, dude. Maybe you catch me on a good day, I might let it slip. I don't know.
You get a million views, buddy.
I'm pretty sure someone will get a kick out of people fucking getting tagged for waking somebody up in an aggressive way.
Yeah. One of my favorite all-time videos, this was back in when that TV show was the only one showing America's Funniest Videos.
Yeah.
When they were the only ones showing funny funny videos back in the day. There's this one family driving on the highway, on the interstate. So the mother's sleeping on the passenger side and the father's driving. So he comes up behind this truck.
Semi.
And that semi is hauling.
Being towed?
Hauling another semi. Uh-huh. And the semi that's being hauled, you know how they face it the other way?
It's the wrong way. Yeah.
So he goes right behind that one. And then the daughter, I think it was a daughter, she's the one that's holding a camera. Then he's all like, are you ready? So the camera's at the mother. Then he like puts his arm on his wife and he screams like, ah, like he just screams real loud and she gets up and she screams real loud. She gets scared. That's one of my favorite all time pranks.
Yeah.
But I don't think I would ever do that to anybody.
No, you wouldn't do it, Mr.
No, I don't want it. If there's something happens to that person, like, cause that's real scary. You know, like you wake up and the only thing you see is some truck is right in your face and you don't know what's going to happen.
Fucking right. You're like, oh shit, I think we're going to die right now.
Yeah. It is funny. So, but I don't think I would ever do that. Yeah. Next app, next top app number three, it's called Afterlight. Afterlight is a perfect image editing app for quick and straightforward editing. So Afterlight is just editing, an app to fix up your photos, buddy.
No photos.
Photos. Another app. Number four, it's called Heads Up. This one's a game. This one, fun. It says fun and a hilarious game. It comes from Ellen DeGeneres. Ellen DeGeneres. And she plays it on her show.
Ellen DeGeneres.
And I guess she plays this on her show. So it's, how would you explain it? Like, you have the phone and you put it on your forehead. And I guess whatever's on your forehead, you kind of try to guess the word from the clues that your friends give you. So it's sort of like, remember how they used to use cards with this?
Yeah.
You just put the card on your forehead and you try to guess. So it's the same thing, but it's a digital. So I guess the only way to understand is to try it out. Just put the phone on your forehead and you just try to guess by the clues your friends give you. And this one's 99 cents.
Yep.
And the last one, the fifth one, 7-minute workout challenge.
Dude, I seen something fucking circling around the net with the fucking golden shower challenge. What the fuck is that all about? Is that for real?
What is that?
What's a golden shower, Mr. B? You know what a golden shower is?
Golden shower challenge?
Yeah.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah, it's when you pee on someone, man.
Oh, yeah, golden shower. Oh, snap. What, are people doing that now?
I don't know. I seen this one dude and this fucking girl, this lady was getting pissed on. She was like opening her fucking mouth and shit while she was getting pissed on, dude.
Oh, that's crazy, man.
It was weird. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yep, that is crazy.
I'm like,
no good.
I don't know what kind of fucking challenge you would need to be peed on to fucking donate some money, but fuck, dude, like, that's crazy shit.
Crazy these days. Crazy as PlayStation 4. Madden 15 is leading the sales on PlayStation 4, buddy. Man, PlayStation's going strong. Before the PS4 and Xbox One came out, it was the 360 that was leading the way over the PS3. But now the PS4 is leading the way with games and sales and everything, which is pretty good. You still going to grab a PS4, buddy?
Yeah, I'm a little, dude, right now I'm trying to get fucking into I need to finish these tracks up. You know what I mean? I just really want to fucking put something out and it may not be fucking the best, but whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just going to put out music that I like to make or whatever fucking comes out of me.
Yep, yep. But if you decide to get one, you should try one of these Xbox One or PS4 gold editions.
I might.
They surfaced in Dubai. So if you want a gold edition of the Xbox One or PlayStation 4, it's going to be equivalent to around $13,700. So they're showing it off in Dubai right now. I guess they're doing like a game convention right over there. So that's where they brought it up and pictures are surfacing of them. Man, imagine that, a gold. Goldy.
Is it real gold?
Real gold, buddy. 13 G's.
Holy shit. Gold-plated?
Gold-plated. Imagine that. Everybody knew you had one. Just take it everywhere you go, huh? Every time you leave the house.
Fucking, yeah, dude, I would never bust that shit out. I would hide it away, dude.
It's just like buying an expensive phone and putting a case over it, right?
Yeah.
So why have it in the first place, right?
No. I never thought about it like that, but you're right, sweet. Fucking eh.
Booyah.
Bam.
Yo mama.
Yo granny.
Oh, snap.
And yo daddy.
And yo daddy. T-Mobile. You know, yesterday we didn't have any information, but today we got some information, and it's just a little bit. They did an event and just gave some little bit of info. They offered a new plan to offer free Wi-Fi calling and texting to every customer, every T-Mobile customer.
That's cool shit.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So, so every customer, if you're on T-Mobile, you can use your Wi-Fi to make calls and texting.
For free.
Like I said, you don't have to wait for a good signal to make these calls in Texas. Just use a Wi-Fi. So if you're at McDonald's and...
Dude, if you're standing by a burrito box, dude, where you fucking pitch out burritos out of your...
Refian burritos.
Yes, sir. You can hit the hot spot, dude.
Yes, sir. And another thing that they're giving out, you just got to do a $25 deposit, but the $25 is just to deposit to get it to you. But other than that, they'll send you out a cell spot, it's sort of like a router for your T-Mobile smartphone. And it just makes your signal better at your home.
Like a network adapter?
Yeah.
So why not buy a fucking network adapter?
yeah, man. Well, this one is specifically for T-Mobile.
Oh, so they want you to buy their brand, huh?
Yep.
They're wanting to brand fuck you.
Yes,
sorry,
sir.
Excuse me. They want you to buy their products.
But they, like I said, you don't have to buy it. You just put down a $25 deposit.
Man, you got to buy that shit, man. You can't get it for free.
Can't get it for free. You got to buy it somewhere and probably like taxes or something. Huh?
You got to put down money somewhere. Fucking, that's where they get you.
They get you. iPhone 6 pre-orders kick off tonight, midnight, Apple Store.
I'm going to wait for 6 months.
You're going to wait for 6 months to get it?
Nah, I'll probably wait like 2. Just until all the bugs and bullshit are fucking fixed up, because I know that's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
I'll wait a couple months.
Yeah. So, digital store, not exactly standing in line, but the digital store, you can purchase your iPhone 6 tonight.
That's cool shit.
Kicking off. There'll be a lot of people.
You know, at least they don't have to stand in fucking line. You can wait in the comfort of your own home.
Yep, like those crazy guys, huh?
Yeah, no one's gonna kick your fucking ass for your iPhone. They might mug you for that shit standing out front of a store, dude.
Yep.
Some jealous person's like, oh, nah, dude, this guy's gonna get it. And he jumps out like, I got the first one. Whack, whack.
It's like your... It's mine now. Yeah, like your gold PS4, huh?
Yeah, there
you go. Yes, sir, yes, sir. Nomad key. This thing's called a Nomad key. It's a little USB, micro USB thingamajig carry around on your key holder. And whenever you need a USB and a micro USB, it's right there when you need it. Did you ever come into a situation where you needed a USB cable?
I actually have.
Need to come closer to the mic, buddy.
Oh, yes, sir. I have.
Yes, sir. Okay, cool. Yeah, this Nomad. You can pre-order for $29 right now. And you can order at Hello Nomad site. Just look for Hello Nomad store. And it's just basically a little USB 2.0, and the other end is a micro USB, and you can just keep it on your keychain. So when you need that important data being transferred right away, right now, do it.
Transfer data, do it.
Pioneer brings new elite Blu-ray players to market. And they're starting to do real quality, high quality. How would that see? Right now, my mind's going blank again. The receivers. So they're starting to do high quality receivers like this Pioneer one, which comes with a Blu-ray player.
Right on.
True audio and video enthusiasts will see and hear a significant difference.
It's running about $2,000, my man.
Yes, sir. And it's compatible with all your 4K. With your 4K device. So if you're streaming a 4K video or you have a 4K player, it'll be able to play those audio in 4K high definition audio, buddy.
That's crazy.
Yep. And like I said, it's around 2 G's, buddy.
looks pretty intense. It looks like a good unit.
Yep. Blu-ray Elite.
Blu-ray. Hut.
Hut. Yeah. Think you're gonna like this next one. You ready?
Yeah.
The U.S. military is spending $2.9 million to develop a soft robot suit for soldiers. Harvard researchers. They're building a flexible exoskeleton that you'll be able to put on your body, and it'll give you a little bit extra strength, like your arms, your back, your legs.
I've seen this.
You've seen this before?
I've seen the early stages of development with this kind of technology.
Yeah.
I mean, they were still trying it. It was a lot more heavier equipment. I've seen that it's a lot smaller now. I wonder if it still has a backpack. It doesn't look like it has a backpack, but.
The other one had a backpack?
Yeah, the other one had kind of like a battery cell on it.
Oh, okay.
So it could power the arms and the legs and shit and take the stress off the soldier, you know?
Yep.
Instead of putting his body through all that grief and agony, you know, it'll ease up the load. They can carry 200 pounds without breaking a sweat, you know?
Man, that'd be pretty good. So, yeah, they're engineering this right now and going through it, and they said eventually it will be given to civilians. So you'll be headed to Walmart, and you'll be seeing Walmart shoppers with these exoskeletons.
Fuck it, dude. Shit's turning into iRobot/Terminator shit. Fucking Terminator meets fucking iRobot.
Oh, snap. Then it's going to be, what was that movie where nobody does anything? It's just, they just watch something right in front of them. Remember? That cartoon movie?
Huh?
Have you ever seen that movie?
What's that?
That animated movie, the cartoon movie, where that little robot, he saves those people, and at the end, they wake up, or they get away from their tablet or their screen, whatever's in front of them.
Uh-uh.
And then Earth, he's on Earth.
Wally.
It's gonna be like that pretty soon if they give out this exoskeletons to civilians.
Shit.
People won't be able to. They don't have to exercise no more. They'll just probably depend on this and. Depend on the government money and welfare and all that, and start sitting down and not even have a job and depend on other people to work. Oh, snap.
The end of the world as we know it.
The end of the world, that's right. And people playing their gold Xboxes and gold PS4s and staying in your homes and not doing anything, and robots controlling you, and Verizon's coming up, and governments looking at your emails and phone and messages. And
dude, I honestly do like... What the fuck's so interesting about people that the government needs to know? You're just like every fucking one of us. It's not like we're some sort of fucking different fucking breed that y'all aren't a part of that fucking you need to study and fucking read emails. Like, yeah, someone's doing something destructive, I believe. You know, fuck. Catch them before they fucking do. But god damn it, do something about it instead of just sitting there going, oh yeah, we fucking read emails and this and that and we fuck around. It's like, dude, the fuck? Why do you even care about people? Like, dude, let them do their fucking thing. Unless they're making bombs trying to kill fucking people, let them do their thing.
Yep.
It's just, you know what I mean? Everybody's the fucking same, dude. We're not, you know what I mean? I don't understand the whole fucking why the government wants to fucking look into what the fuck people, what's so interesting about what we do. It's not like they don't already fucking do the same shit. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. It's
crazy, dude.
Picking on the vulnerable people, right?
Yeah, we're all the fucking same. We're all just... I mean, no, we're not all the same. I shouldn't say that, but I mean, like, you know,
there's more people. You'll be able to recognize the people that are wanting to do bad and stop them.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess that's a huge controversial thing, dude. That sounds kind of like fucking church.
Yeah,
sounds like church.
It's like Verizon versus AT&T, right?
Yeah.
Kidding, buddy. So, but Verizon, 2015, they may launch its own digital video service. Which means they'll be like Netflix and Amazon, Hulu, just offering their own videos and TVs and whatever. So they're talking with people from CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, DreamWorks, and they're talking to a new digital startup. This new company is called Awesomeness TV. So Verizon is talking with these people, and they're going to be a competitor to Netflix. Jin, jin, jin. Is that right, buddy?
I don't know, man.
Are you sad?
Nah.
Don't be sad,
I know,
buddy.
Netflix is still killing it.
Netflix is a killer. Kill, kill, kill.
Kill, 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 kill.
Yes, sir. Google Play expands refund window to 2 hours. So you buy a game, you buy an app. Instead of download it and you play and use it for 15 minutes, and that's the only window that you had before. They're now extending it to 2 hours to where you can mess around with the app, and if you don't like it, you'll be able to return it for a refund. So if you ever want to refund an app, just go to the Google Play Store, go to My Apps, select the app, and there'll be an option that says select refund. Booyah! 2 hours, buddy.
It's crazy, buddy.
Crazy. It's the future, man.
Future.
The future's now.
Yeah.
Future is in a McDonald's patent cup, buddy. Yup, yup. Number 90, buddy. 90.
Number 90, my man.
Doing this on a Thursday evening. Pretty good rock potty, right?
Yes, sir. You know it.
Yes, sir. So.
Is this the end?
This is the end.
Dumb, dumb, dumb.
It's the end of the line, buddy. End of the line. Yup, yup. So, yeah. It's find everything at rollingofftrackpodcast.com. And thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us. Keep sharing is caring, right, DJ?
Sharing is caring, my man.
Sharing is caring. Well, and again, appreciate the listeners doing what they're doing. It's like our boy from yesterday, Carlix, called in last second, which is good, right?
Yes, sir. You know it. It's always good to have a listener call in, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Cool, cool. You hear the bike behind me again?
I do. I do.
He wants to see us. He wants to see the rock pod finish. He wants to hear the rock pod jingle at the end.
Right.
Yes, sir. All right. DJ Problems.
Yeah, Mr. B. What's up? What's up?
Six Flags or Disneyland?
Ooh, Six Flags. Six Flags.
Oh, yeah. DJ.
Yeah, Mr. B.
Any last words for Rock Pop people?
Hey, I want to thank everybody for listening to my mix online. That's been getting the plays and stuff like that. I'm already up to like 140 plays in like a day and a half. Super excited. I hope this competition goes well, and I appreciate the plays again, and stay filthy, my friends.